You know, Allison, I play a lot of cards.
So I've heard. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes hold 'em, sometimes five card, sometimes seven card, but I never play the gender card. But Matt Lauer told Barack Obama that Hillary Clinton does.
You heard what Senator Clinton said at Wellesley yesterday. She said that in some ways that all women's college prepared her for the all boys club of presidential politics. Now, it sounds to me, Senator, as if I just heard the gender card drop.
Here's what Matt was talking about. Hillary Clinton did poorly in last week's debate. She immediately fought back in a few ways. One of those ways was to put out a video called The Politics of Pile On. Here's a clip.
Senator Clinton, Senator Clinton, Senator Clinton, Senator Clinton.
I won't play the whole thing, but it lasts about 30 seconds. It's all those guys saying, Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. And at the end, Hillary comes on and says this.
I seem to be the topic of great conversation and consternation, and that's for a reason.
Apparently, and this was totally lost on me, what Hillary was implying there was the reason that they're piling on was that she's a woman. Did you get that? I didn't, but apparently everyone else in the media did. The New York Times described the video as showing Clinton under assault from six male candidates. Well, that's one way to put it. The other way to put it is say under assault from six other candidates. But what do I know? I mean, Andrea Mitchell of NBC has been a woman a lot longer than I have, and she thought the video and a few stray comments by supporters that Hillary is a tough woman warranted a full girl who cried wolf treatment. Listen to the report she did for NBC.
Clinton is fighting back by playing the gender card, with women now 58% of Democratic primary voters. But while claiming she's tough enough to be commander-in-chief, her supporters are also using a woman as victim strategy on the campaign website, accusing Obama and the other men of piling on.
And that brings us back to Matt and Barack. First names only, if we're going to call her Hillary, Lauer and Obama, or Matt and Barack. Matt asked the gender card question in that interview. Barack didn't take the bait.
I am assuming and I hope that Senator Clinton wants to be treated like everybody else. And I think that that's why she's running for president.
Matt tries again. Come on, don't you have to be sensitive because of her gender? Here I will now play Senator Obama's full answer.
No, look, I don't think that people doubt that Senator Clinton is tough. She's used to playing in national politics. And in fact, that is one of the things that she has suggested is why she should be elected, is because she's been playing in this rough and tumble stage. So it doesn't make sense for her, after having run that way for 8 months, the first time that people start challenging her point of view, that suddenly she backs off and says, don't pick on me.
Let me.
You know, I think that is not obviously how we would expect her to operate if she were president.
Okay, let's think about that. Or better yet, let me ask Sam Youngman, who's a staff writer for The Hill. He reported a big part of this story. Sam, are you there?
I am.
Sam, I know whenever I talk to a writer, they say, we don't write the headlines. But if you were to write a headline for the answer Barack Obama just gave, what do you think of the headline, Obama accuses Clinton of hiding behind gender? Is that what you heard there?
Well, that seems to be the headline that everybody took away.
Sure,
from
it
that.
Was.
I'm not sure that that's the headline I would write. I think, you know, it was a way for Senator Obama to put the Clinton campaign on notice that that any attempts to play a gender card would be smacked down pretty quickly.
Right. Any attempts would be. He wasn't necessarily saying, as Newsday headlined, Obama, Clinton is using gender as a shield.
Right.
Right. I didn't hear that either. But let me ask you, and the reason that we're talking to you is because you wrote a major strand in this gender card story. You listened to a conference call between Hillary Clinton's pollsters and Hillary Clinton's supporters. Give us a thumbnail of what was said in that conference call.
You know, it appeared to be a post-debate sort of damage control call with supporters and donors, with Clinton's senior strategist and pollster Mark Penn. What was interesting was the call was turned into sort of a fundraising plea as they built on the narrative that it would be a six-on-one dynamic, as they put it.
Oh, okay, so this is Mark Penn, because that was his audience. He was talking to people who have given in the past and do give.
Right.
Right. Did you take away, you were the only member of the media listening to this call, and then a lot of people read your article and went big with it. Did you take away that Penn or anyone else was saying they're attacking Hillary because she's a woman?
Not explicitly. Now, there was some mention made of some polling that Penn had done. He said that, you know, he was already detecting, quote unquote, he was detecting some backlash among female voters. He said that those female voters are saying, quote, Senator Clinton needs our support now more than ever if we're going to see this 6-on-1 to try to bring her down. I think they're implying there that, you know, that women will see this as sort of a group attack, if you will. not that's playing the gender card. I don't know that I'd want to go that far in my analysis.
Did you know? Did they know that you were listening in?
They did not.
Okay. So it wasn't an attempt where he knew someone in the media would pick up on those comments?
No, not at all.
Huh, that's interesting. Do you think that if you were to play the gender card, you know, you have to do it pretty subtly. You can't just say, they're picking on me because I'm a girl. Do you think that maybe kind of, sort of, from what you heard, she was?
Well, I don't think it's unseemly to think that in the world of presidential politics, you look for every advantage you can.
Yes.
And if it's a way to, you know, if it's a way to raise money by saying, you know, these, you know, she's being attacked by men. If, of course, I think, you know, just about any campaign would use whatever advantage it has available. And if that's one they saw, then I have very little doubt that they might employ that.
Okay. But from what you heard in just your conference call, you wouldn't write a story saying, you know, Hillary Clinton subtly using the gender card.
No, if that had been what I'd heard, that's what I would have written. But no, especially when you consider that they didn't know I was on the call. If there was a time for them to tee off in that regard, I think that might have been it.
Sam Youngman, staff writer for The Hill. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Was anyone listening in on our call?
Not that I'm
Maybe Mark Penn?
Turn about is fair play, I guess. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Oh, yes, it's late night, and the feeling's right.